Tonight, on this very stage, performing together for the first time ever, you're going to see Ben Sidran, Phil Woods, Steve Miller, Ricky Peterson, Billy Peterson, and Gordy Knutson. Tonight's concert is being televised live. And now, with that in mind, live from the Ordway Music Theater in St. Paul, will you please welcome Ben Sidran.
Yes, it's all right to feel good. The doctor said it's all right. It's all right to feel good. The doctor said it's all right. Feel good in the morning, baby. Feel good tonight. Read it in the papers. Heard it on the evening news. Yes, we read it in the papers. We heard it on the evening news. The doctors in town got to blow away all your blues. Feel good, feel good, feel good, that's the only way. You got to feel good, feel good, feel good, that's the only way. You just got to feel good and I just got to play. Shake a tail feather. Some of you know I like to talk about the history of this music. I like to talk about the history of this music so much that I can go on and on and on and on. To save you the pain of that experience, I have managed to condense everything I know about jazz in America into three simple constituent parts. And it's my firm belief that after laying these three simple elements upon you, you too will know everything you need to know about jazz music in America. How can he do it, they say? They ask, how can he do it? Can he do it? Yes, indeed, he can. See, I have studied scientifically the way to synthesize this material. And in the cauldron of knowledge known as the road, the bebop road that goes on and on and on, I have boiled the information down. Three little pearls of wisdom, it goes like this. The most important thing about jazz in America. It's been true since the first note turned blue in 1902. Number one, the most important thing. It's a bad romance, you see? Drive out on the line. and the smoke rises from the fire. They burn their desires, they say anything to be a failure. Mitsubishi boy.